Money cometh is designed to release unlimited money wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. When you're dealing with money, you're going to have wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Money without wisdom will destroy your life. But money with wisdom will increase your life.
Yes, sir.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11, it says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there's profit to them that see the sun. Now, when I ran up on verse 12 some many years ago, how powerful this verse is and how degrading the church has been to money. I thought about it on the way driving here through the rain, and you sitting at your house, both of y'all, driving the rain. I drove here. How Joseph and Nicodemus were both wise men, but they had influence to get Jesus' body because they had wisdom and money. You can say you have all the wisdom in the world, but when it comes down to dealing with this system, you're going to have some money.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
And so this verse is so precious to me in coming to the revelation of money coming. When I found this verse as a Baptist boy, I probably read it but couldn't read it.
Yeah.
It says, look at verse 12. This is powerful. For, see, wisdom is divine enlightenment. Wisdom is seeing the unseeable. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It says here, for wisdom is a defense. How many see that? And money is a defense. So when I first read this, I said, it seemed like he put in money in the same category with wisdom. That you need both of them.
Yes, sir.
And he called both of them a defense. Mm-hmm. Anybody seeing that?
Yes, sir.
So he said wisdom is the defense and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them who have it. So wisdom, you have money, but you really don't have the life of money until you have wisdom.
Good. Yes, sir.
Sometimes people call themselves smart, degrading money. But how can you degrade the mode of operation that is in the whole system down here on earth?
Yes, sir.
So you need God's wisdom and you need God's money.
Yes.
So it says, consider the work of God who can make that straight which he had made crooked. Now notice verse 14, in day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. God also have set the one over against the other to the end that man should not find nothing after himself. Basically, what he's saying is don't let money go to your head because money can easily leave you.
Yes.
All right. Now, in the book of Haggai, I want to read a few verses out of that Haggai before we go to work. Haggai chapter 1. Let's see, I don't read the whole thing. I just, look at verse 9 in chapter 1. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little.
Yeah.
And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Said the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from fruit. Now, go back up to, this is really the voice I want, go back up to verse 6. Ye have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there's none warm. Now, look at this last part of this verse, and that's what wisdom stopped. See? You can have money and be happy and joyous and be a family person and not be high-minded, not be full of pride, as long as you got the wisdom of God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
He said, and he that earn his wages to put it into a bag with hold. Now, nobody won't do that, right?
No.
So I wrote for you in this money coming release, unlimited money wisdom. You don't want plenty of money without training.
Right.
It will separate you from God's will and become destructive in your life. You see, that's where 1 Timothy 6:10 come in at. You know what 1 Timothy 6:10 said? Huh? The love of money is the root of all evil. See, wisdom keep money in its place. So that's why all the training got to go on. That's why I like to train people and have classes with people. See, wisdom, when you have wisdom, money is not first place in your life. Wisdom will keep God first place. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wisdom will keep you doing Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You won't put things as priority in your life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom seek God. But by seeking God, the manifestation of all other things come. But we keep everything in his own place. It will separate you from God's will and become destructive in your life. Now, what's sad about it is most people cause destruction in their life with no money. The little money they got, they cause destruction in their life because they don't handle it properly. Wisdom will cause you to have connection. Let me give you 5:16. Direction, correction, profession, and protection. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God will connect you with God properly and give you God's direction.
Yes,
and then there are times, even in financial situation, God has to give you some correction about what he wants you to do. And then he perfection can come from wisdom and protection.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to remember this in studying this about wisdom. And I thank God I have total peace in ministering this. Money is an outside force that must be under inside control.
Wow.
Money is an outside force
Wow.
that must be under inside control.
Wow.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Look with me in Matthew 6:24. What happened? Money has such a strong pull. It says there in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters.
Uh-huh.
See? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And see, wisdom will keep you from serving mammon.
Yes.
Listen. Demonical forces cannot handle God's wisdom.
Right.
So when they try to trick you in some way, God have blessed you abundantly, and you know you're out of debt and everything, but wisdom hold you in your place.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And we need that. How many of y'all believe we need wisdom?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I don't want a whole lot of money without wisdom.
Right.
Further instruction is given us in 1 Timothy 6. If you look at verse 17 and 18, charge them that are rich in the world that they be not high-minded, nor trusting uncertain riches, but trusting the living God. All those are wisdom point that God has given us to get us ready for to be carriers of his wealth.
Yeah.
Wisdom and wealth go together. Yeah. In Mark 10, the Gospel of Mark 10, verse 20 and 22, the boy couldn't handle it because he didn't have no wisdom. The Lord was trying to tell him, he say, I love you and I'll do anything for you. And the Lord said, all right, sell what you got and follow me. He failed the test because he didn't have no wisdom. Now, I always, when I deal with wisdom, I always think about Solomon. And I think about the visitation that this wealthy woman made to Solomon.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
She had wisdom. Yeah. She wanted to tap into his wisdom. Yeah. Then 1 Kings, turn there with me. Because I'm going to make a statement after we get there, 1 Kings, I'm going to make a statement that can help apply to money coming to release unlimited money wisdom. I'm going to make a statement after we get to 1 Kings. But this is one of my favorite lessons here because I learned so much in this chapter when the Queen of Sheba visited Solomon. But here's a statement I want. Money cometh, and I got to use that because it set us up prophetically. Money cometh, wisdom is knocking at your door.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got to let the wisdom in. And this woman was wise enough to seek wisdom from somebody who had it.
Yes, sir.
You know how he got it, right? By wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Now, he made a lot of mistakes. But he wrote a lot of things by the unction of the Holy Spirit that we won't make the same mistake.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Yes, sir. When the Queen of Sheba, verse 1, when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon.
Yeah.
But look what she first heard. Look what she first heard. Did you see what she first heard? Y'all got the Bible?
Yeah.
No, look what she first heard. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning, not his money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The name of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That got to be for his place.
Yep.
She came to prove him and with a hard question. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train. Now here she, not here we're exposed to her wealth and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
She came, she wasn't a broke woman.
Right.
How you think she got where she had then? How you think she could have that train to come?
Mm-hmm.
It's like she'd been a student to me.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Look like she have had some training,
mm-hmm.
and she desired to have more training,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't go to the old boy down the street.
Right.
And she came ready to give.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
She did not come empty-handed.
Right.
Anybody here?
Yes, sir. Right.
I see some of y'all on the screen don't give no counter response. Just sit there looking at me. I know I'm preaching the word of God. Yeah, she came ready to give. So she had some training already. In other words, she was wise enough to know, I'm not just going to talk to this man. Watch what happened now. And she came to Judah with a very great train,
mm-hmm.
with camels. You know how big a camel is? And she got camels.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That bear spices and very much gold,
mm-hmm.
and precious stone. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Now, you know, time is precious. And when you give yourself to people, people need to receive.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Or you could have been doing something else.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You ought not let everybody take your time.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Everybody who want an audience with you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time. Because they're not going to do what you tell them to do, so don't give them the time. Yes. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So she came to commune with him.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
And she had to have some type of credentials because money don't move Solomon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Solomon didn't need no money.
Right.
So she must have had some wisdom enough to get an open audience to talk with him. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now look what happened. And Solomon told her, and he took time, told her all her questions, and there was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house he had built, what? And the meat on his table and the sitting of his servant and the attendant of his minister and their apparel, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
And his cupbearer, on and on. And his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. See, people who got money don't walk the same way. Because you ain't got no bills holding you down. And when I read this one time about 15 years ago, there was no spirit in her. And I heard the story that she fainted.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they'd get some water and fan and get her back out. She fainted. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts, listen, and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and my eyes have seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom, look, notice, and thy prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard.
Wow.
He was loaded,
Lord.
But he had wisdom too, you see.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Happy are they, oh my God. Happy are thy men. Happy are thy servant which continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. I'm going to read that again.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read that again. When someone has wisdom and evidence and manifestation, you ought to be happy to be around them.
That's right, sir.
Yes, sir.
They might drop something while they're talking.
Yes, sir.
See? Yes, sir. See? When you wrong somebody with wisdom, wisdom is better than money.
Yeah.
You wrong, you want them to give you something? No. Get that wisdom,
yeah.
And the money gonna come.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And this woman was smart. Happy are the men. Happy are these thy servants. They're happy, will stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom, and hear thy wisdom, and hear thy wisdom, and hear thy wisdom. Wow. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do justice and judgment and justice. Watch it, verse 10 now. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store and precious stone. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Now Solomon turned and gave her something before she left. But just about this seed, what do you think she got from this seed?
Yes, sir.
What do you think? Man, because God can't afford you to sow and nothing happen.
Right.
What you think she got?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. I received something.
Yes, sir.
Here are fuel for thought.
Yes.
I want you to hear this now because the Holy Spirit gonna work with it. Why am I not totally financially free now?
Yeah.
Why? You've been loving God for years and years and years. You prayed hours and hours, hundreds of hours. You done read 976 scriptures a day. I'm just exaggerating. Why am I not totally free now? Why am I not listening as a student right now? Why am I sitting here and not really capitalizing on where God is trying to take me. I need wisdom, and I need to walk in the wealth God wants me to walk in order to do what God wants me to do.
Yes, sir.
Man, all y'all got an assignment from God.
Yes.
And he's going to take money to carry it out. You're not going to take, in this world, you carry no assignment out by handshake.
Right.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So I want your businesses to be blessed. I want you to be blessed, your ministries to be blessed. But listen to this again, because I'm going to give you a scripture to go with it. And I wrote it down like this. Fuel for thought. Why am I not totally financially free now? You're going to ask yourself that question? Why am I not totally financially free now? See, I'm not talking about this fake stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about real being financially free.
Yes,
belong to you.
Yes, sir. Belongs to me.
I want that anointing to walk in you tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to know when I finish tonight that you're totally financially free.
Yes,
totally financially free.
You're sowing seeds. Y'all been sowing all the week. I got people sow all the week, sow all the time.
Yes, sir.
People drive from other states to sow wheat, sow seed. Fuel for thought. Why am I not totally financially free now? That's a question, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Keep learning and you will be.
Yes, sir.
You heard the answer?
Yes, sir.
Look at Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight, what?
Wisdom.
And knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God.
Yes.
He said, this is also a vanity and vexation of the spirit, not for me though. If you don't know what you're doing, it's vanity and vexation of the spirit. That's what they won't bring, that theology in the church, that having money and being wealthy and being prosperous, and the Bible talk about prosperity all the time. I tell you what, it's vanity and vexation to be broke.
Yes. Yes, that's real.
Let me ask a question. Anybody under the sound of my voice up in here ever been broke before? I just want to know if I got somebody listening to me understand what I'm talking about. I'm one of them. I'm one, but I just want to know if anybody here, and somebody said, I'm still broke. I want you to hear what God is doing here. He's going to move you into a position of wisdom that the money can flow.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I've learned over the years. Always desire the wisdom of God to do his will.
That's right.
Number one. And listen to what I say next. And wealth will flow to you like a flood. Now you say, I've been apostle. I've been serving the Lord longer than you. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about manifestation of your divine rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of being, listen, financially free.
Right.
We're not talking about serving the Lord right now. Because if you truly serving the Lord, you're supposed to be financially free.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
People die and go to their grave and never experience this aspect of the covenant or the blessings of God, and it shouldn't be.
Right.
Can I get an amen here?
Amen.
Yeah, shouldn't be. I mean, a person who genuinely loves God should be walking debt free.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Come on.
Matter of fact, I'm going to pull tonight. We're going to get that off of you.
All right. Yes,
sir. We're going to pull the lever tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. We're going to pull it three times.
Right.
We're going to pull it. The Lord told me, pull it.
Yes, sir.
Because I want something to happen.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. When I start talking about pulling my arm, stuff running through both my arms, man, something about to happen in here.
Yes, sir.
It's not just a breakthrough. It's breaking out.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Now listen to this question, because I'm going to give you a scripture with this. Turn to 1 Kings, chapter 3. Always desire the wisdom of God and do his will, and wealth will flow to you like a flood. That's in 1 Kings 10, when that God came visit, that visit came from Solomon already had an opportunity to ask for anything he want, and he asked for the wisdom of God.
Yes, sir.
And when he asked for the wisdom of God, it pleased God so much, God said, yeah, I'm going to give you what you asked for, but I'm going to give you more than what you asked for, because now I know I can trust you.
Yes.
That's what that text given us in 1 Kings 3, 5 through 14. Just write that down. See, he had a dream, and God said, ask for anything you want. And he said, God, give me wisdom.
Yeah.
What would you to ask for? A Maserati. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, it took wisdom to do that. It took the Holy Ghost to do that, because now he can buy all the Maserati he wants.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I think our focus sometimes is in the wrong place.
Yes, sir.
And we're trying to, you remember I talked about this morning, we're trying to get there too fast in a hurry.
Right.
Just slow down and get some wisdom while you're going. And I didn't want to go there, but I got to, because I'm going to compare Lot and Ruth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody know anything about the Bible? I'm talking to anybody who ever read the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just mentioning these two names, Lot, mm-hmm. Ruth, mm-hmm. Wisdom, and money. The two, the comparison.
Yes, sir.
See? Lot broke connection.
Yeah.
Ruth couldn't be shaken.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
What would have Ruth missed if she disconnected from Naomi? She would have missed Psalm 66:12. You know what that say? Psalm 66:12. Anybody know what Psalm 66:12 say? Huh? Well, you ought to know what it said. She would have missed her wealthy place. See, your wealthy place is a journey. So God put you in contact and connection on your route. I know where mine's come through. I know where mine came from. I made a lot of connection with people. I know the man gave me my first ride on a jet. Man gave me my first Mont Blanc pen. Just different connection, different ways. Man, let me see what it is to have a beautiful home. I went in his home. You know, I said, I was walking around. I said, ooh, ooh. I wouldn't say it out loud. You know, I said, ooh, ooh. See, I've had guys took me through their home, showed me things that I'm a little country boy. I ain't never seen. I'm used to a television with aluminum paper on the antenna and chained around them how to make a signal come in. These guys got theaters. I'm from the country. I never saw nothing like that. But the Lord had me to people open their doors and let me see things that I never thought that I would have.
Connection.
See, but Lot that got in it and got wealthy. I remember that young man right here. He's in his father's place. His father went home to be with the Lord. But I remember him and my son was going to school. I don't know what happened to them. And they got in an argument. And his daddy told him, his daddy ain't even asked who was wrong. His daddy told him, said, boy, this family, you can't argue with apostles, dad, children. Just shut up. I don't want you to hear nothing.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he just shut it down. You follow what I'm saying? He shut it down. You, and nothing breaking this connection.
Right, man.
Not even you, Jeremiah. Bam, get back in line.
Yes, sir.
And look, he's my son tonight.
Yes, sir.
But he stopped it. He sure did stop it.
Yes, sir.
Wilma was trying to say something. He said, no, don't talk to him nothing right now. I got you, Wilma. Look at the lack of wisdom. We thought our text started, well, wisdom is a defense, money is a defense, you remember?
Yes, sir.
Look at the lack of wisdom. In the 13th chapter of Genesis, verses 1 through 11, the lack of wisdom Lot had. Now, what Lot was supposed to do is tell his servant, shut up, and I'm going to say it in the modern way, get back in the truck and lock the door till I call you.
My God.
You breaking my connection. Are you out of your mind?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to say this because we need to hear it.
Yes.
In dealing with this subject matter, money coming releases unlimited money wisdom. We find on Ecclesiastes, go back to that verse, wisdom is a defense and money is a defense, right?
Yes, sir.
So we need both, right?
Both. Yes, sir.
And we're seeing how we get both. By wisdom from God and from those God who have put wisdom in, who has wisdom and money.
Yes, sir.
And don't mind sharing.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Two verses, set of verses that have served me well, I'm going to share them with you. They are so powerful. They are known. I'm going to say some things about them. I want to say some statement here. Connect wisely, number one, with God-given revelation of money coming. Have you read the book?
Yes, sir.
And live in its revelation, manifestation, and demonstration. Revelation, manifestation, and demonstration. Connect wisely with it.
Yes, sir.
Here's why. Genesis chapter 12. I've been preaching for years. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Turn to it. Yes, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. You should know where I'm going next. Isaiah 45. Now, the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I did the same thing. Second verse. And I will make of thee a great nation, will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Yeah.
Third verse. Look at it. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the family of the earth be blessed. How complicated is that? Look in Isaiah 45:1. And please don't even think that I'm promoting Leroy.
Come on.
I'm promoting a message that God wants the body of Christ to have.
That's right.
It has not died. It's not going to die.
Right.
It's going to be until Jesus comes.
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Who are you talking to his anointed, right?
Yes, sir.
To Cyrus, right? They give us a name, right? Just like Abraham had a name, there's a name here. Whose right hand I've holding to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the line of kings to open before him the two-leaved gate, and the gate shall not be shut. Go to the next word. Wow. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of bread and cut in asunder the bars of iron. Look at verse 3. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Well, all you got to do is connect.
Yes, sir.
When he goes through the gate, you'll be right behind him.
Right.
I'm right behind Cyrus, me. I'm going with Abraham, me.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's a setup. And that's the way God did it. So let me read this again to you again. Connect wisely. With the God-given revelation of money coming, it's prophetic, it's apostolic, it's for today. It's not normal. It's unstoppable. And then we talk about revelation. I don't just want no revelation. I want manifestation.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Look what the word says. Yeah, what you got? Revelation, manifestation, and demonstration. You want money wisdom to open up to you.
Yes.
And I mentioned it, 1 Timothy 6, 10 through 19. Don't start reading that verse 10 because you're going to stop. You're going to die as a Baptist. Go to 1 Timothy 6:10. I know we're all Baptists. I know I'm Baptist too, huh? But we are died of Baptists. Go to 1 Timothy 6:10. Because you're gonna stop right there. You stop right there, you're gonna miss out on everything. You're gonna die as a Baptist, or a dancer or something, or singing Amazing Grace. For the love of God is the root of all evil. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which why some coveted after. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through it many sorrows. I went years and didn't read the context of that. You were talking about evil people.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You know, we took it upon us. That ain't about us. I don't love no money. And I don't know nobody in the world preach on money more than me. See, I don't just preach prosperity. I mentioned money about 1,000 times. Money. Because they're scared to mention money. But he ain't told me prosperity. He told me money coming.
Yep.
And so he told me, preach on money. Because the body of Christ needed.
That's right.
So you look at that and say, charge them the original word, not be high-minded. You see it. And then I ask you to look at the wisdom of Ruth. Look at Ruth 1. Ruth chapter 1, verse 14. Look at the wisdom of Ruth. Now, because we're comparing the wisdom of Ruth with the ignorance of Lot. How they came out? How Lot thinking and Ruth thinking come out? Now, y'all know how he came out, right?
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Didn't come out the same way, did it?
No.
Huh? So ponder to get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all you get and get understanding. Insight from God about you and what he wants you to do. Are you following me?
Yes,
can I get an amen here?
Amen.
Yeah. I'm expecting that you're going to have money wisdom like you never had it before.
Yes, sir.
You're going to make decisions with the wisdom of God, and you will never be deceived or tricked by no commercial or no thing they bring out. You're going to have discernment, financial discernment, and you're going to walk with God, and you're going to come to your wealthy place.
Yes, sir.
With wisdom.
With wisdom. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
There's Ruth. What the other girl name was? Orpha. Huh? Oprah, right?
Oprah.
Now, y'all got me messed up now. What?
Oprah.
Yeah. All right, I've been calling it wrong for 35 years. Don't y'all laugh too loud, some of y'all too. Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Sometimes a kiss just not gonna work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go to the next verse. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Watch what this girl said. Power. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God is my God.
Yes.
One miss it, another one kept it. Where thou dies, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, any and more also, if aught but death part thee and me.
Wow.
Yes. Is that powerful?
Yes, sir.
Go to the 18th verse. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking to her. And you know she went on, met Boaz. Not mad.
Yes, sir.
Rich. The other girl. Look who they named the book after.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
The other girl going off on the scene. I don't know where she went. I don't know what she did.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I'm proud to believe. Just bear with me. If she'd have stuck with Naomi like Ruth, God would have found another Boaz.
Yes. Yes, sir.
It's just it's simple, man. I watch these things, you know.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, also, wisdom is how to keep the holes out of your bag.
Come on. Yes, sir.
I want you to write something down tonight. No more holes in my bag. I'm going to hold everything God give me. I'm going to be able to handle it.
Yes, sir.
No more holes in my bag. Because you know I've lost a lot of my bag. You know? Yeah. Now, everybody in here been in church 25 years, you've lost something. Amen. If you've been in church 20 years, 15 years, and you're not rich, and you're not completely out of debt, you've been having a hole in your bag.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can serve God that long.
Yes, sir.
And not be debt free.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Come on, I don't get religion on me. Listen to me. Y'all want me to talk to you? Yeah, the Holy Ghost just told me to say that. I never said that before. He said, it's nowhere in the world you can run with God faithful. And y'all not no whores and pimps and stuff like that. Y'all people who love God, living lives, got husbands and wives, and living single good lives, and then still don't have your money, there's something wrong. You got a hole in your bag somewhere, baby.
Right.
That's what I'm here for tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Here's what. I'm sent to you tonight to prophetically train you how to keep your bag full to the glory of God. And here's the next statement. By keeping all the bags full in God's house.
Yes, sir.
That's the way you do it.
Yes, sir.
Listen to what he said. And this is one of the dangers we have gone through. I watched over the years. Do not try to build your house first.
Right.
What you cannot pimp God. When you act like you're building God a house, but you're just trying to get God to build you a house, you're a pimp. And most pimps are broke. They fake it, but they're broke. Do not try to build your house first. No, my brothers and sisters, the secret is building his house first. I did not build my house first. I built his house first, and he gave my wife a dream. Now it's time to build y'all house.
Yes,
turn to Psalm 127. I got to close a few minutes. Psalm 127. Well, body of Christ, The time has come for God to show himself strong in the earth realm through you.
Yes, sir.
Right. You heard that?
Yeah.
Now write that down. I want you to write that down. Well, body of Christ, the time has come for God to show himself strong in the earth realm through you. Now look at what Psalm 27:1 says, except the Lord build a house. And in that voice is a lot of trying to build, but the Lord is not involved like he want to be because we're not letting him be there. He said, except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it, but in vain. You see that?
Yeah.
All right, let me hurry. Let me show you something else. When we close them holes in your bag, we read that in Haggai, you remember?
Yes, sir.
I heard these words. Nothing shall be taken from you again.
Nothing.
And when he told me that, look, when he told me that, instantly, John 10:10 came up. Thief come not but to steal, kill and destroy. Nothing will be taken from you again. Turn to 2 Chronicles 20:20 quickly. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Haggai, as we sit at his feet tonight, of the prophet, will go into unending levels. Look what 2 Chronicles 20:20 says. That's the way God works.
Yes, sir.
That's why we're here tonight. That's why you tune in. That's why all my MVBs, they're here. We tune in to what God wants to hear.
Yes, sir.
If you read the 25th verse of that Sam Omni, you'll see what happened. They didn't have enough room to carry to receive the stuff that God put for them. It was so much. Are you hearing me? Judah's bag had hole in it. Here's why. John 12:3. Come on, quickly with me. John 12:3. You're writing your note, John 12:3-8. Matthew 26:14-16. It exposes why Judah's had hole in his bag. He wasn't all the way with the program. He was trying to set himself up. You know, you went and made that deal.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Right.
Proverbs 24:27. Build my house first. Put out of work, make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterward build on house. Now, that's almost 90% of the body of Christ and got in trouble. From this verse here. See, we didn't know nothing. Then we heard a little charismatic. We heard a little word of faith. And we saw men like Fred Price. Didn't know what he had come to get where he was. Huh? And didn't follow him enough to follow what he did. And so now we try to make it happen. And they got them out there off it to you. Oh, yeah, brother, they'll offer it to you. They'll make you look good. They'll give you, they know you can't afford it. But they still say you got good credit. And we buy this stuff. We try, look what it said, prepare thy work without, make it fit for thyself in the field. And afterward, that's the word, afterward, build thine house. Not build your house. See, let me tell you why some people in the church don't give. Let me tell you why they don't give. You're living ahead of time. The leaders have stopped doing things. And them people know they're not ready for that. That's what happened. And so those people, that the people around here, They just give like, I don't hide nothing from them. They know I came from Mount Zion. And they know I've labored and I've paid the price. And so they don't mind. They just happy. And, oh, yeah, sure, Pastor, sure. So my people just give all the time. They give because they know I'm not no gimmick. I didn't go build this a state that I'm living in now when I first started in Mount Zion. How am I building?
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? So what I try to do is train men and women of God, go slow enough to get the wisdom to handle the level that you're on.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You can't have no house talking about turn the air back in that room right there. Let all turn the light out, just thumbing on, hitting your foot. Keep the light, doggone lights on. Let them burn, baby, burn. But when you got to be on a budget and you got to be cutting stuff off, is you got there too fast.
Right.
And you're not too late. That's what God says to you. If you're not too late, just settle down, ask God for wisdom, what I do next.
Yes, sir.
He'll show you. That's what I like about God. God is so loving in our mistakes. Did you make any mistake, Pastor? Oh, Jesus, how long do you have? But I also was spending time with him and I let him correct me. And I'm still letting him correct me. And I still know it's not by might, no, by power, but it's by his spirit.
Yes, sir.
We're going to pull in a minute.
Yes, sir.
But when I pull, I want all destinies, all your destinies that wasn't right, I wanted to become right.
Yes,
by an unction to function in the right way. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Just give me a minute. Give me a minute. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn to Exodus 3:21. You want to shout?
Yes, sir.
No more empty hands. No more empty hand. I will go, I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptian, and it shall come to pass that when you go, what did it say?
You shall not go empty.
You shall not go empty. Say it.
I shall not go empty.
From this night forward. No more drought in your money. Always having a full flow. Stand on your feet, write this down. Stand on your feet and write at the same time. Isaiah 54, 1 through 3, and Isaiah 60, 1 through 7. No more drought in your money. Always having a full flow. No more empty hand. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hand after you do that. Let me see your hand online. No more. And those of the rest of you online, I want y'all to stick your hand out. No, don't hold your hand in the prayers now. I want you to hold your hand where you can receive something physical. Well, the Lord know we praise him.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about hands with money in it.
Yes, sir.
If I see one of y'all on the line, don't have them, come and get you. I'm trying to find your address. Now, what we're gonna do tonight, prophetically, apostolically, we're going to pull with these hands.
Yes, sir.
And these hands are supposed to be empty no more.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We're about to pull money into these hands.
Yes, sir.
Woo! How many with me?
I'm with you.
There's an anointing on money coming. Mm-hmm. It magnetized money.
Yes, sir.
I know out there they try to teach the law of attraction. The law of attraction worked with money coming. God wants you to have it. God wants to use you as a money vessel.
Yes, sir.
Are you willing for him to use you?
Yes, sir.
See. They got right. All the secular science, psychology, worldly folk, write about being millionaires, write about this. The church got to know that's your money.
Yes, sir.
I believe when we pull tonight, all the wealth transfers your family should have had down to the generation. Going to come to you.
Yes, sir.
I believe anytime your great-great parent was cheated and used and didn't get the money they're supposed to get, I believe we're going to shake all that money up tonight. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Money they didn't know nothing about. We're going to shake it up. We're going to shake it up. And nobody, and no bill, no law, no marching can stop it. Supernatural. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Money coming to me now.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 I wonder if Solomon pulled a lever when that girl came. Money coming to me now. Now, you know, in the last one we shout, I want y'all to see y'all shouting on the screen, getting out them chairs. We're going to shout. You got to praise God after you do the third one, you know.
Yes,
you got to shout, dance, scream, holler, do whatever you got to do. Shake that chair or whatever. Shake the person in the room with you.
Yeah.
Say it. I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I will not have empty hands.
I will not have empty hands.
A fresh
money
coming, anointing is upon me, my house,
my
ministry,
my life
from this night forward.
Hallelujah!
You ready to shout?
Yeah.
How many are ready to get out of debt?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I believe this conference, the people who connected to this conference, I believe both houses and ministries are going to be paid off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir.
And listen, I believe it's on this pool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. That's how much confidence I have in.
Yes,
I've seen it happen over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Money! Coming to me now. Shout about it. Shout, shout. Make some noise. Make some noise online. Make some noise. Hallelujah. Glory. That's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it, boy. Go ahead. Glory. 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 Come on. Glory. 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 That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Now do a little dance. Move your leg. Jump around a little bit. Shout. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory!
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Now if anybody around you, tell them, I got it.
I got it. I got it.
And ask them, do you have it?
I got it. I got it.
If you don't have it, tell them if you don't have it, I can give it to you. I got it. Now, don't be concerned about how.
Yes, sir.
Don't be concerned about who.
Who.
Don't be concerned about when.
Mm-hmm.
Just know.
Yes, sir.
It already happened.
Yes, sir.
You receive it?
Yes, sir.
I feel anointing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you.
You got it?
Yes. Got it.
Thank you.
All right, now I want you to write me. Let me know about those testimonies. They're going to manifest.
Yes.
I'm getting mail all the time. I got a letter on my desk now from a lady. I don't know how long she's been falling. And she said, thank God. She sent a check. She said, thank God that I got to your teaching. She said, I'm out of debt.
Yes, sir.
She said, I was in grave debt when I first caught a hold of you. She said, I stumbled upon you on YouTube, I believe. And she said, I sat there and listened. And she said, I've been hooked ever since. I found out there's a lot of elderly ladies supporting my ministry. I said, oh, that's my preacher there. I got a lot of secret disciples. That's all right. I ain't calling your name to stay online. I just stay online. I'll sneak too. But I feel something happening right now. That's why I'm pausing. I got an anointing going all over my hand, my arm. I think somebody got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got it.
Why y'all didn't jump in with me? Talk to me.
I got it.
I just feel money. Right now, I just feel money. I see people walking out. I saw some people walk out with their, and sometimes them banks, when you want to pay them off, they go through. I remember when I went to pay my house off. They said, that many years ago now. They say, we can't take that check. Now they've been taking the check for a year. We can't take this check. I said, what you need? I said, we need to cash this check. I said, I'll be right back. This baby going down today.
Yes, sir.
Got ready to pay the jet off. The man, some young guy, talking about, oh, Miss Thompson, we can't pay it off. You can't. We'll put it as a note. And the manager overruled him. Said, yeah, she can. Mm-hmm. The rookie don't stop. They stop you from paying off. You see.
Yes, sir.
But just think of how you gonna sleep good in your house, knowing it all paid for. I'm not talking about no Monday payment either. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not talking about how educated you are either.
Right.
You just got educated, baby. You just got your degree to be debt free.
Yes,
you don't have to go to college to be debt free, baby.
That's right.
Right.
You don't have to be a lawyer to be debt free.
Right.
Wow!
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Let's dance a little more. Y'all get to moving. Well, and I hope I could see all of you all online, but God bless you. I see my daughters. I see y'all. God bless you. And take those messages, go over those messages, and may the manifestation come on your life. Stretch your hand toward me. You online, stretch your hand this way. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, these precious people are your children. I pray tonight that the word of God will manifest in their lives, their home, their ministries, and every walk of life. We thank you for your word. Your word, you say in your own word that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do. I believe that, and I'm in agreement with them as they have said under the word, these three sections, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, son, you can take it. Amen. Amen, amen.